This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Thomas, something crazily pressing.
Tell me.
Yesterday, we did a big old police academy test, and here
Well, we went to go to the police academy at
Glen Waverley, but this is the reason why we did it, Tom, because we had Commander Baton in the other week.
You guys are looking for a few more police recruits.
Yeah, we are. You got to pass some fitness tests, but the fitness test you would do easily.
Hey, quick question. What would be the odds of Tom and I coming in to do a fitness test?
Oh, I don't know. I think we could probably arrange that.
Actually?
Yeah.
I would love to do that. Tom, what do you think?
Yeah, Mikey, we've discussed this. You and I have these discussions in the production meetings before you say crap on it. You know my rules. I run for two things, shoe sales and last drinks. Other than that, I suppose if you put a cocktail at the end of the course, I'd have a go.
You run for shoe sales, last drinks, and apparently the police fitness test, because we did it, Tom. I roped you into it. Commander Baton pulled through and he got us down there.
I can't believe how well I did. Were you shocked? Seriously, I had no idea what we're stepping into. I deliberately, you know, they sent us that email saying all the things.
What we're doing, yeah.
And I opened the first thing, it said a beep test. And I go, what's the bloody... So I didn't even read. I just put it away. I thought, I'll just turn up on the day.
Well, you did okay. And here's actually how we did go.
No, but first of all...
Oh, here we go.
How hot were all the new recruits coming? No, I'm serious, people. Get out there. There was lots of ladies coming through. It's really good. And we're talking to the police. We'll talk to them. They are encouraging our LGBTIQ family to come and join.
Well, that was a wholesome message at the end there, wasn't it?
The trans, the gays, they're coming. And I tell you what,
everybody, yeah.
They need more gays in the police academy because we could spruce up that uniform. I think the pants should just be that little bit tighter around the rear, you know, just a little bit more buffed in there.
I wouldn't mind seeing a Lieutenant Dangle outfit. Then, I think that'd be hilarious.
I pretended I was going to be sick to leave you and I went downstairs to the bathroom. They had communal showers. So it was like into the TV in America where they got the pole coming up and like six showers coming off. And I thought, oh, where do I wash my hands? Oh, sorry, wrong room. And I had to go that way. And I was getting creepy.
Now, ladies and gentlemen out there, if you think that Tom is being a clown right now, a jokester, this is a real story. We hope we can get let back into the police
academy. I didn't do anything. I admire it.
Without further ado...
Oh, sorry, sir. Yeah.
Here is our journey in the police academy.
Hey, you're with Tom and Mikey. This is Joy 94.9, and we're here with Adrian at the Victorian Police Academy. So we're here, ready to get into the fitness test.
What do we need to know? What do I need to know before going into this to beat Tom?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what Tom's fitness level's like at the moment, but we'll do a bit of a warm-up to start off with, and then we'll get into the testing. Okay.
I will show you my abs later on during the day, but that's for later.
What will they be run through today? What's on the agenda?
So we're going to put you through the applicant screening fitness test. So you'll do a beep test up to level 5.1.
Okay.
You'll do an agility test that has to be under 20 seconds.
Ooh.
A grip strength test on either hand you have to...
And that's not masturbation. So stop your grip test, yeah.
We have to get over an object that replicates a fence, so an obstacle climb.
Okay. Will you be releasing the dogs so I can get over them quicker?
We don't have the dogs here.
Oh, no
today,
dogs.
Unfortunately. Yeah. And we've got a push-up test and a prone hold test as well.
Very good. I know none of those, but I'm very excited to get involved.
We're just going to do a nice easy job to start.
I know we're at the police academy, but am I allowed to cheat?
No cheating.
You can't cheat on the
warm-up. Back. Let's go. Nice and relaxed.
I need a cigarette.
Okay, so what we want to do, we want to demonstrate the agility test first. What she's going to do is run up to the white line and back, then weave up through the cones, weave back.
Oh, this is like a puppy! I'm in conjunction. So, look, what we want to know is Victoria Police are recruiting over 3,000 new staff. What do you look for in a recruit?
I suppose from our perspective, we look at someone that's physically fit and that's hopefully going to come in prepared and ready to train hard for the role. What we're going to now is the strength component. So we'll do the push-ups first. On my count. Ready?
Yeah.
One. Two. Three, four, five.
Very good. Well done. And we'll do a prone hold.
Is that like a plank?
If she asks you one, I can do it.
That's what I
Well, I've been reading on your website that you're actually really trying to change diversity within the police force.
Yep.
So people of non-English speaking background, whether you come from the LGBT community as well as our trans, are encouraged to actually get involved.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. We're looking at a diverse workforce. So all those categories that you've mentioned, people from ethnic backgrounds, people from different sexualities, we're looking for the best possible workforce we can have.
Excellent.
Next test, we do the leap test.
Oh.
So this is a cardiovascular endurance test. So with the beep test, it'll start off at level 1, 1.1, 1.2, and so on. When it changes levels, the pace lifts, so it gets faster. To get into the police, you have to get 5.1. Your recruit average is 8.4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Start level 1.1.
Now, if I came here to the Victorian Police Academy, how long is training?
31 weeks.
31 weeks.
Yeah.
And they get paid during that training period?
Absolutely. So they're paid throughout the whole 31 weeks. It changes at week 12. At week 12, they get sworn in as police members, and their pay goes up from that point in time.
And until then, they're just referred to as recruits.
Yeah, that's right.
Are we recruits today? Is that what we're referring
to? We can refer to you as recruits today, if that's what you'd like.
Cool.
We've just finished our Police Academy training course. I lost. I failed.
I'm proud of you. Tom looked like he was about to die doing the beep test, but you finished it almost.
I had no idea what a beep test was, but other than that, look, it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
No, it's not. No, and you would have done it easily. If you only had to do another 20 metres and you would have been through.
There was no chance that was going to happen. There was no chance.
We've done this.
Yeah, that's no training. So, everyone, it's so easy. Become a member of the Victorian Police Force. We need you out there. And even unfit 50-year-old like me could get through this. So it's not that hard.
So easy. Thank you so much for having us today.
Pleasure. Thanks for coming in. Nice to meet you.
So where do I get my gun from? Now I've passed no guns yet? No. Oh, okay. Thank you.
That was the first time, Thomas, that I've ever heard you be quiet for once. And it was magical.
At the end, I couldn't breathe.
I know. You had to
run
to the toilet.
And then they told me you're allowed to smoke on campus. And I thought, oh, you know.
You'd be the worst recruit.
All I wanted was a ciggy.
You'd be the recruit that tried to have an absolute reform and make all the other guys go a bit naughty.
Oh, I'd love that. And the whole, see, it's no. We've got better in society. We don't haze people in those type of things.
We don't even.
But when I went to university, hazing was all the rage.
Yeah. Right, of course it was. You would have loved it too.
Well, yeah.
Run naked. Oh, stop
look,
it.
That was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed that police academy. What a beautiful building. I'm going to say those thousands of recruits walking around there, everyone was so friendly and nice.
They were. You know what? I'm thinking if I'm a failed radio host.
Yep.
And it just never works out for me. That's fine. I'll become a police recruit.
Sweetheart, I saw them with your skinny little chicken legs compared to those hotties that were coming through.
Hey,
but look, talking
I've got
to
the mustache
them,
for it.
They are looking for females. That was their big thing. The females and LGBT, they are looking, they are pushing. So look, if you wanted to ever change careers, I think it looked like a great job. And you get a uniform, not the most attractive one, but you get to take home tools. A nightstick, handcuffs, a bit of mace. I'm telling you what, take that home and you're going to have the best sex life in the world, aren't you?
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.